So we were asked to talk about obtaining emergency relief in the Fifth Circuit, and this is an overview of what we're going to talk about is the different types of emergency relief available, how you request emergency relief in federal court, and the governing standards, which you can see differ a little bit, whether it's an appeal from a money judgment, an appeal from an injunction or interlocutory order. And we're going to touch a little on criminal post-conviction appeals. I know this is a civil appellate CLE, but just in case you decide to do some pro bono work or get appointed, if you live someplace where you can get appointed against your wishes, which used to be the case in Austin. I'm not sure if it still is, if you're admitted in federal court. While we're focusing, obviously, on federal court, there's a couple places where we'll highlight some differences between state and federal court, just because it's places that people who primarily practice in state court can get tripped up. And we're going to want to talk a little bit about bankruptcy appeals, just to highlight where those are different as well.
Great, thank you. So when you start thinking about this issue of how to stop what's happened in the district court as you're on appeal, it's important to remember that nobody else on the team has thought about this. They're operating under the unfortunately false assumption that just because you filed a notice of appeal, everything stops, and you're going to get to wait until the Fifth Circuit or whichever appellate court you're asking to intercede on your behalf steps in and fixes things and justice prevails. Sadly, that's not the case. You are going to have to do something or live with the consequences. And the earlier you start thinking about what you need to do, the earlier you get all of your ducks in a row, the fewer all-nighters you're going to have to pull.